Hello.
All right. Can you hear me?
Yep, I hear you fine.
All right, perfect. You know what happened? It got ended. I thought it will be, 30 minutes would be enough for us to get that discussion done. But can you see the chat box? Let me just quickly wrap it up right now.
Yeah, I got the chat box.
All right. So the reason I brought you here on this website, this is one of another brand that we have, all right? And in the chat box, I can see any of the page you visit. So without telling me on this website, just open any random page or any random, a link. But do not tell me, and I'm going to tell you what you visited.
Yeah.
All right, now I'm going to tell you what page you are on. You are on packages page, all right? You're taking a look on the pricing plan that we have, correct?
Yeah.
So see
Well,
how I
yeah,
came to
I
know?
don't know.
It's a packages page. If you want to try, you can select any other random page, and I'm going to tell you that page that you're visiting. Click on any other random page. Again. All right, now you are on web services page, all right? Like slash wrap, correct?
Yeah.
So see how I came to know? Because there is a system that can give you analysis about the visitor. And as you just mentioned that you need to know that how many people came from there, you can create a specific discounted voucher or coupon for them, all right? Let's say if that a referral from Elite Website Creator, all right, it could be elite dot or elite slash George or elite slash Steve, all right? So whoever is going to be using that voucher, you know that they are coming from, Elite Website Creator, that we send them as a referral, all right? And when you will create the
Right.
coupon, the back end in the coupon, and when you will create that, you will create it like, you can set the times. It could be used for 10 times, it could be used to 20 times. But let's say if you don't want to set up the limit, you can always track that in your invoices, like through your invoices, you can see the invoice that you have and you can manage it. This will show you all the inquiries, like let's say if there is any inquiry, you will get update about it. It will tell you about the performance, total orders, total report. If you are planning to do that later down the road, I will recommend you to do that now, because if you will do that later, it will be no longer is a recommendation, it will be your requirement. If you will come up with this requirement, the pricing would be way higher than what I'm going to be offering you now. Plus, whatever you will be, like whatever you have already allocated towards the project, that is also going to allocate it if you go to the upgrade, so you would just be paying the difference. But later down the road, if you will come back to us and you would like to create the website, a website like this, it will be, a new project, and then again it will be a full pricing. Why I'm telling this to you, because this is one website that I created. I know that what kind of work or what kind of industry that you're associated to, what kind of options you want, and what kind of options your visitor would like to have, where the visitor would feel comfortable placing the order, because people visit the website but they feel skeptic while making the payment, all right, while sharing the information. So there are certain things that needs to be, considered while providing them these options, where,
Well, that's why I use MammothNation.com because
perfect.
Mammoth Nation assures them,
That this is a guaranteed
of
or it
my
is a reliable.
credibility.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. No, I can see very much. I'm hoping this works. This whole concept of the website being used with this here. Yeah, my website being used with their website. But first of all, I don't know how well it will work. In looking at the products and different things like that, and my experience with websites before, it's never come close to paying for itself. So I'm highly skeptical of doing too much on the website until I figure out what is working and what is not working. And at that point, if I can understand and figure that, then I'll be much more able to be in a position where I can justify the investment in my mind. So,
I got it.
You know, this is, I don't know what you're charging for this, but mm-hmm. I entered into this project with you guys and talking with Josh,
mm-hmm.
and he said this would be no problem to get set up with Wix and to get this started, so we could do it on a very, very timely basis.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I'm there. And from the standpoint of all of these things you've shown me, a lot of them are very nice and very impressive, but, you know, I don't know how long it's going to take me to get back the thousands of dollars I very likely would have to spend to get what you're talking about.
First of all,
I don't have the budget for that, and then I have to be, we're already at the end of our first week, and, you know, all we've been doing so far is discussing additions to what I initially requested. So if you can show me that, you know, you can get my website ready to take orders and be able to link with mammothnation.com,
mm-hmm.
and I can start getting some positive revenue, that's when I'll be much more open to doing much more involved things. My thinking is that what I'm offering on Wix right now, my product and everything on Wix, is at least as good as virtually everything I've seen on the Mammoth Nation in jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll start out being, you know, looking if anything better, I think, than them. And, you know, if I start doing some noticeable business with them, then to me that can justify going farther with development of the website, not only for Mammoth Nation customers, but then possibly expanding it to other venues or other places like them, or maybe even things like social media and SEO. But in the beginning, I just have to make it functional for this one small defined market, which is mammothnation.com.
Well, I got it. I got your point completely. And see, you expect to take this business to a position where you can start earning, and, you know, then you will think of investing more, right? But to earn from this business, I would show you something. Like if you see simplysparkle.com, the one that I showed you.
Yes.
Right. How old do you think this website would be?
I have no idea, but it's not the website that is the main issue. It,
mm-hmm.
The website itself is not only necessarily the main issue from Sparkle. It is because you're the web developer. But for me, the owner of the company, the biggest issue I have is deciding on the product, get them put on the website, and then manufacturing and making the product, which is what I do, and getting it ready for, you know, shipping. I have to have the merchandise ready. I have to have the support of the merchandise and everything else. And I'm not using other sourcing. I'm the source. So this is, you know, a pretty big project in itself besides the website. I'm not looking initially for, you know, something, all the bells and whistles on the website, because even if I had the greatest website in the world, I wouldn't be organized for this Christmas time that have the product for the best website in the world. I'd have way too many orders that I could fill.
All right. And you think Mammoth will be good enough for you to bring the clients to you? And that will be enough business?
I don't know. I mean, that's the problem with a business. You never know. You can't predict how much business they'll have. But I think so.
What I was suggesting you, I know what's going to be happening later down the road. Simply Sparkle is over, like they earn over $45,000 within the period of 6 months, right? Why? Because they invested in the right direction. That is why they were able to recover the amount. In fact, they're still earning from it. And it's going to be an ongoing thing that will give them benefit. So that's what I'm trying to explain to you. Because, Mammoth, if you see, there are a lot of service provider, like the product provider. Like if it's come to jewelry, in the jewelry section, you can see a list of people, all right? List of service provider. What makes them attract to you? You should provide your visitor experience that the first time visit Mammoth, but once the Mammoth client is redirected to you, they never go back to Mammoth. They only contact you for the jewelry business. It should be like this. Well, it's up to you what I'm going to do.
Well, it should be like that, but part of the reason Mammoth has been successful, at least according to them, is because they only use buyers that make American-made products, which is what I do. So and what they have in jewelry right now is not competing with my product line. I have a totally different product line than what I see on Mammoth at the moment. So that's why I believe. Now, from your standpoint and what you do, you should be able to look at Mammoth, correct? And see how many visitors they have to their site every month? Can you tell that?
I can tell that. In fact, I can tell you the visitor of any website you share with me. And see, that is why I'm telling you. See, now
let me ask you this. What do you see is how many visitors does Mammoth get a month? I guess you can get that, from Google or Mark?
I will share the report with you. I will forward it to my SEO team. They will, create a report for me, and they will share that with me. All right?
I had somebody else I talked to before I hired your company that did that while I was on the phone in just a few minutes, and they told me how many visitors they said were coming there every month. So I was curious to see if you get the same. You tell me.
I'll tell you. Don't worry. And I told you that I'm going to share the report with you instead of, just telling a number.
Yep.
All right. So let's do this. I think, you're not ready to hear the pricing, right? Because, you already...
increase the pricing for a concept that to me is still unproven. Unproven from the concept, it isn't that I'm pointing the finger at you. I have no idea how jewelry will sell, really, of my type of jewelry anyway, for Mammoth Nation. I know according to things I hear, they're increasing pretty dramatically right now. Mm-hmm. So I'm hopeful that that will continue, but I don't know for sure. I hear reports from here and reports from there.
Exactly.
So,
you being dependent on someone. Instead of being dependent, why not being independent by creating your profile, your profiling, your brand?
Look, I was independent for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an old man now. I'm not so enamored with being independent. If I can piggyback with somebody who wants to do the heavy lifting mm-hmm. and things that I don't understand as well as probably somebody that's 25, 30 years old, I understand the nature of the jewelry business pretty well. I've traveled around the world many mm-hmm. times, you know, buying jewelry, buying diamonds. All of the major diamond companies, I had 11 stores at one time. You know, I was doing $17 million a year in business at one time. But so, this was all brick-and-mortar stores.
So you must go with a reliable platform at least, all right, instead of going with Wix, because you have a reputation, all right? And you want to go with a template-based touch-body platform?
I really have no reputation with those guys at this point, with MammothNation.com. Mm-hmm. I'm brand new. And I was in a business for many years that I took over from my father. Mm-hmm. But I had gotten out of the business, and then my son wanted to go back into the business. So right. I reopened for a short period with him, but then COVID came along, and he didn't want to go farther, mm-hmm. didn't want to continue, and we closed the business about a year ago.
All right.
So since then, I didn't think I would go back into the business, but I would like to give this a try because it seems very interesting to me, and I have all of my old contacts and everything that I can use as far as making my own product.
See, if
so,
it would be apparel website, if it would be a shoe website, you know, I would have told you to stick to the same plan, all right? It's a diamond website. The product is, I would say, valuable product, all right? So it should be showcased in a way that, you know, it creates a ripe impact on the visitor mind, right? When they come onto your website, they should get the right
yeah.
impact. They feel it. It's an elegant brand, all right? You cannot, you know, there are certain things, a proportion that we're supposed to keep there. With that, we're supposed to provide them options, all right? When we say options, these options are, you know, I would say features.
Now I'm
that
right. Now, I'm going to give you my analysis of the retail business, which to a large degree carries over from all of my years of brick and mortar to, you know, doing business online. And that is, and this is what I firmly believe, that if I open a store in a mall like I did time after time after time, in most cases I would open a store that looked okay and looked good until the store started doing well and started doing very well against the competition. And I had the ability to do that, but what drove the stores and what drove the sales wasn't so much that I had the most elegant store and so on and so forth. What drives the stores is the product selection, the pricing of the product, and service and things like this. Once you have a very established niche in the market, then you're able to take sales that are $1 million a year and turn them into $1.5 million a year by doing things like improving your point of sale displays, your boxing, your elements, your signage, your colors. Everything else starts to improve, and this starts to improve your sales. But the first thing you have to do is establish the product value. I think for me now I'm in that stage to where Wix is not the nicest looking, easiest to use website, but it's a practical website that can show the product. I can show off my best assets, which are the price of the product. The things I have on video are very good representations of the product that compare in quality to the examples I gave, which were, I think, Zales and Fred Meyer, and I don't know who the other one was, maybe Sterling. But, the rings I have that are spinning rings, it's high-quality images, they look as good as anybody. The interactiveness, I don't have that. I don't see that I need that, especially in the beginning. The interactive part, I could see doing that soon down the line, not for every piece of product, but I could imagine using that just to show one or two examples of how we can customize the product, where we can take an image of a piece we're selling, say a ruby ring, and showing it with a ruby, then showing it with a sapphire, then showing it with, you know, morganite, whatever stone that comes that you want to do, also showing it in different sizes, different colors. So an example like this, just to illustrate visually the interactive thing that customer can do, but not that they can do it with every single piece on the website themselves interactively. So on the other hand, I don't think that's important right away.
Mm-hmm.
But that I could see doing fairly quickly if I start to get people coming to my site.
I got it.
That would be the extent of interaction or interactive type customization visually on the website. And then it would have to be backed up by a high degree of, a degree anyway, of explanation of how we can customize things. We have over 500 of our own designs that I have. I have the molds. I have all my property that I can make. And I can make all of my molds in gold, in silver, in platinum, 18 karat, 10 karat, 14 karat, white gold, yellow gold, pink gold,
that's cool.
Anything
you
someone wants.
You have to provide customized options then. You must
provide
a customized
option. Right, but we have to do that on a very confined scale. We talk about it, and then we show one visual example. We don't have it available for every single piece on every page. Otherwise, I could never recoup the expense of doing that. I know that from experience.
I can do that for you.
Yeah, the single piece or two, that type of thing where you take and say customization page or that type of thing, and on there you just have something you can change colors with, something you can change size with, or something like that. Just a couple examples is all you need. And then contact us for details, because I work off of my molds and designs. I don't, and I'm not interested in creating something from scratch. It doesn't pay for me to do.
See, it will actually It will give you good results. That's it. The clients that you're expecting from Mammoth, that is one side of the story, right? But the clients that I'm talking about, it's World Wide Web. We're talking about masses. Right? You would be able to connect with masses. But if you stick to the template-based website, you can go to Mammoth, you can go to Amazon, you can go to all the other, you know, marketplace setup, and you're going to start your publicity there. It's all up to you. But when you create a website, you expect the traffic from Google. You expect the traffic from Yahoo. You expect the traffic from Bing. That's what you expect.
As soon as I expect the traffic from Google and Bing and those type of places, then I am in mortal combat with Zales. I'm in mortal combat with Sterling, with Fred Meyer. And I'm going to be chopped to pieces in that war. I can never compete with them. They have, who knows, 25 people like you working full-time just on their website. One of those companies.
Who knows that you don't have 25 people? Who knows that you don't have 25 people, you know?
No.
Nobody knows.
It's not that. Nobody knows, but I don't have the shoulders that Zales has to support the product and have the infrastructure to support that kind of marketing and reply to it and respond to it. I would get people possibly from all over the world after I spend thousands and thousands of dollars on a website and then thousands of dollars a month on SEO and all of the other things, and then I won't be able to fill enough orders to even pay for my advertising because of the logistics and the infrastructure that's needed to support that.
It's a very organized and systematic thing. It's not that you start getting thousands of orders in a single day. It will take time to get into that position, but yes, it can happen. Initially, it will be few orders, and you can always target the right segment among the masses. When I say that, obviously, when it comes to logistics, you don't have different carriers to take care of your, you know, I would say overnight deliveries or things like that.
Yeah, no, there's all kinds of things involved in here, but what the main point, again, is in that if I try to go too big, too fast, then, like I say, I'm fighting with the
I'm
big
not
guys.
Saying, no, it's not
they
like
much,
that. It's
much
not
more,
too big.
Much more than they offer. They have much more product to offer. They have much more price points to offer, much more designs to offer than I do. I've got a design category of about 500 pieces. So, and of those 500 pieces, I wouldn't even think of putting 20% on the website yet.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would, I have to start out baby step and go from there. And then if one step works, but I know this, Zales is not going to go on mammoth.com. So that's, and the customer that comes from mammothnation.com doesn't want to deal with Zales. So that's the edge I have, and I have to take advantage. It's like guerrilla warfare, you know. So
I got it.
That's the way I look at it. Mm-hmm.
I got your point, but it's still for me, whatever you have invested towards the project.
You're coming from the different end of the business. I understand.
I'm coming towards the right angle. What I'm trying to explain to you.
Right angle. Mm-hmm. Everybody has a different perspective.
Well, obviously, everybody have a different perspective. But you came to a professional design agency, and our job is to tell you about, you know, the gray area, which is right there between white and black, right? So we're just trying to provide you sufficient information so that you can make wise decision, right? Because for us, it's good that we select a template for you on Wix, right? We show you a template. You share the information with us. We update the information on the template, and we will give it to you. For us, it's more easy, right? But we want this relationship to be, you know, and it should be a longer relationship that we have with you, a long business relationship.
Right, that's right.
So that is why we conducted this session. And we wanted to make sure that whatever we provide you, we don't leave you in a leap of dark, right? We are there to enlighten you with these, you know, critical differences, right, the options and the, you know, perks, or I would say disadvantages that are associated to it. But if you want to stick to Wix, it's your call. You will always be my boss, right? I will just give you suggestions, but I will only be following your directions, right? So let's do this. I'm going to stick to Wix for you, right? And I'll provide you a new template, right, based on Wix, because what we offered you was a custom design website, right? And the other one was WordPress design. Because Wix, you know, we don't believe in providing template-based website, and we don't think that it's you're investing in the right direction. I would say that. All right.
Well, the problem is I'm already invested in Wix. I'm not paying. You know, $30 a month is nothing, and I can continue with that.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, it seems logical that I try to make the transition to Mammoth Nation with that. And if I start to get visitors and some sales, that'll open me up quite a bit to looking at other avenues within, you know, the development of the website. But I think I'm happy right now spending the $7.99, continuing with Wix, and then seeing how this goes. I think I understand the advantages of a customized website. You did a good presentation there, but timing right now is not correct for me. I need to get something rolling and in place, and then I need to really turn my attention 100% toward supplying the product. So, you know, the big thing that's going to come up very quickly is how do we get this to the point of being live, and then how many pieces of product can we put in there, and blah, blah, blah. And which pieces of product, I have to make all of these decisions, which for me are going to be the most critical. And then we go from there. If things are working okay, then at some point down the line, I can think about, probably the first thing I would think about is getting some interactive type action regarding customization of our designs. And so we talked about that briefly, or I did, and it sounds like you'd have no problem doing that. But I
yeah,
don't know
we don't
if
have
any,
problem
I don't
doing
think we
that.
Need that right.
But, you know, the problem is you going in the wrong direction, and we don't want you to go in the wrong direction. That is why, you know, we wanted to suggest you something that you can use in the longer run, all right? Now, it's up to you, all right? So let me just go ahead and come up with one more option for you, all right, as a homepage mock-up.
And, and when can you have that for me?
It will be ready on Monday, for sure. Monday morning.
Okay. In the morning. Just do this. Give me an email or something to kind of confirm approximate time, you know.
All right.
So I'll do the Zoom again.
Yeah, we'll do the Zoom again,
yeah.
All right? We'll discuss it in detail, all right? And we'll go from there.
Yeah.
Right? Meanwhile, over the weekend, just work on the information, like the products that you want to showcase on the website. Create a, you know, sheet or a Word document that contains all that information. So as soon as you finalize the design concept, we start working on updating the information, all right?
Yep. Now, I did mention this before, and I don't know if I talked to you about it.
Existing website?
I was looking. What's that?
We are supposed to use your existing website for the information?
Well, yeah, a good part of it will initially use my what's on there now, but as far as specifically the product itself, you know, there's quite a few pieces on there that I'm going to take off.
All right.
I'm going to scale back the thing quite a bit, but along with that, I'm also going to add some new product. I have images of, you know, some of my newer molds that I didn't have on there, newer designs. So maybe in the next discussion, we can talk a little bit about how I can bring that to you, what format, and that type of thing. I think I shot one or two pictures already to your salesman there, and I don't know if he ever forwarded those to you, but I can show you a couple. I have pictures in quite a few different formats.
I got it.
And I have other things, like we had some pictures of a model wearing jewelry, you know, 3-4 small videos.
Perfect. Share it with me,
and
I'll update that for you, and not a problem at all, all right? I'll show it on you Monday. Well,
right.
By the way, would you like to hear the pricing that I was planning to offer you?
Yeah, that's fine. I know what that is, if nothing
else.
It's
5 years. You're paying for 5 years and getting a reliable plan. right? Like why I'm saying 5 years, for example, you pay $29 a month, right? $30, right? $30. Let's say if you pay $30 a month, it's $360 a year, and let's say for 5 years, it's total of $1,800, right? Now what I'm, if you, can you see the chat box?
Yeah, let me go back over there.
On the chat box, I share the link with you.
Yeah, on there. Yeah.
All right, the pre-advertised price for this package is Elite E-Commerce $3,695, right? But I'm going to be offering that to you in just $1,800, where I will cover your, you know, catalog design, your invoice design. There are a lot of features, extra more features, your brochure design, your product catalog design, all right? Then your T-shirt design, signage design, the complete branding package is there. Along with that, the options that we discuss, those options are here, and you will get rid of Wix. Now, with this investment, you can work with Mammoth. There are no constraints with working with them. But you will open one more door, you know, gateway where you can get clients from organic searches, right, with this investment. All right, think about it. Over the weekend, on Monday, I will come up with a homepage markup based on a template that is Wix. And on Monday, you will have different options to choose from. And then you can tell me either you want to stick to Wix or you want to upgrade the plan. Because over the weekend, I want you to do some research work, right? Research work on the platform. Custom PHP is better, or Wix is better, all right? And then wherever you will get an information on internet, that will help you, you know, pull up the trigger, all right?
All right. I'll look at the Wix on Monday with you in the morning. Just let me know.
I'll have you
fairly definite time, since I'm with an email. Yeah, and
I'll
then we'll go through everything then.
All right. So I'm going to let you go now. You may have a lovely evening ahead and a prosperous weekend. I'll talk to you on Monday. Thank you.
Thank you, Roger. You have a good evening.
You too. Bye.